So you install a smoke detector to warn you about fires and purchase a security system to deter intruders. But what about the dangers you can't see or hear? Take radon, a colorless, odorless gas caused by the decay of uranium. Derek Cooper is a radon educator with the University of Georgia Extension Service, and he joins us to talk about radon and its potentially deadly impact. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, can you just explain exactly what radon is and where it comes from?
Sure. So radon is a colorless, odorless gas, like you said, that comes from the breakdown of uranium. And because it is radioactive, it readily breaks down. And as it does that, it releases radiation, which can cause lung cancer.
So what are the radon levels like in Athens-Clarke County, for example, compared to maybe some other counties in the state?
That's a good question. So radon levels in Athens-Clarke County are, you know, pretty average for the northern half of the state. However, they're definitely elevated considering the whole country. For instance, about 1 in 15 homes in the entire U.S. is going to have a high level of radon. However, if you look just at Athens-Clarke County, you're going to find about 1 in 8 homes are going to have high levels.
Is the construction of your home, like whether or not you have a basement or a crawl space, does that have any impact on the absorption of radon or your exposure to it versus maybe a slab home?
Radon can occur in any home. It's a heavy gas, and so it tends to concentrate down low. But that just means that if you have a basement, it'll be in the highest levels in the basement. But if you don't, it'll be in the highest levels on the first floor. Even homes with crawl spaces can have high radon levels. I've seen a lot like that because often the cinder block that the home is on creates a path for that radon to come up and straight into the home.
Oh, wow.
Rather than even entering the crawl space.
Interesting. So according to the UGA radon website, radon kills more than 800 Georgians each year. With this in mind, should Athens locals be concerned about that?
Absolutely. They should be concerned, but they shouldn't be terrified. It's something I like to compare to a leaky roof, because if you have a leaky roof, you can have mold problems, you can have air quality problems in your home, and you want to get it fixed. Radon is just the same. It's something that can affect your health, but can also be easily fixed. You're going to want to test your home for radon, especially if you're a homeowner, and you can purchase this test kit. It's a do-it-yourself kit. You hang it in your home for 3 to 7 days, send it off to a lab, and they process it and give you results.
So with something that's potentially this dangerous, I guess my question is that kit sufficient enough, or is it better to hire a professional, say a home inspector, that presumably might do something more in detail?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because the short-term kit is really just an accurate snapshot of your radon levels over those 2 days. And the advantage you'll get over having a home inspector come is that they'll be able to take a measurement every hour and show you how the radon levels are changing, you know, why they're changing. Is it changes in pressure in the air? Is it because you opened your door? Is it because it's raining? They can kind of identify all those things. And so they're definitely more accurate. One option, if you want to get a really accurate test as a homeowner and you want to do it yourself, is to do a long-term kit. These sit out for 3 to 12 months. And so they go for a little longer, but they're very accurate because it's such a long-term measurement.
Great. Well, Derek Cooper is a radon educator based here in Athens as part of the University of Georgia Extension Service. You can find out more about radon and order a radon testing kit at ugaradon.org.